Nimtza. So based on what we just learned, we see Shemalchius Vizichroinois Heim Bechinas Nasev and Ishma. We explained how Malchius and Zichroinois corresponded to Nasev and Ishma. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran, Vayidei Nasev and Ishma Zoichen L'Simcha. That a Jew who is Zoichet to Nasev and Ishma is Zoichet to Simcha. Because you remember when the Jews said Nasev and Ishma at Matan Torah, angels came down and put crowns on their heads. And like the Pasuk says, V'simchas oilam al roisham. Simcha is called a crown on the head. So we see that when a person is zoichet to Nasev and Ishma, they're zoichet to Simcha. Vayidei ha-simcha zoichen la'azus. And Rabbeinu Zal explained over there that through simcha, a person is zoichet to have the strength and the guts and the brazenness that you need to come close to Hashem, to come close to tzaddikim. As the Pasuk says, Ki chedvas Hashem hi mozchem. Joy with Hashem, that's your oiz, that's your strength. Dahainu koiloi stigdusha. And strength, another form of strength, is koilois, sounds, booming sounds. Kemavur b'maimran al, as Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran, he quotes a pasuk, which Rav Nosson Zal is going to quote in a minute, Hein yitein b'koiloi koil ois. Hashem gives forth with his voice a powerful koil. So we see that koil is a form of ois. V'zeh b'chinas shoifrois. Now we can understand that third section in the Shemoneh Esrei, which is called shoifrois. Shoifrois. V'ze b'chinas koil shoifer shetoiken b'Rosh Hashanah etzal malchias v'zichroinois v'shoifrois. Now you'll know also why the Baal Toikea blows the shoifer in all three sections of the Musaf Shemoneh Esrei. Ki koil shoifer hu b'chinas azes dikdusha. Because the blasting sound of the shoifer is a display of azes dikdusha, of a holy strength. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Hein yitein bekoiloi koil ois. So we see that koil is ois. Kemavur b'maimar nal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, Sheze zoichin al yidei nasev nishma kanal. How is a Jew zoichet to azes tigdusha? By nasev nishma, by showing that level of faith and trust in Hashem. When a person does that, that's what gives him the chutzpah, the tigdusha that he needs, the azes, to come close to Hashem. Vaydei azes digdusha, dahainu koil hashoifor, zoichen lichno yisel akidusha. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran that when a person has azes digdusha, then he zoichet to enter into the kidusha. Just like the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, veloy habayshon lomeit, that if you're shy, you're not going to learn. If you're not shy, you're not going to be ashamed to go to the yeshiva. I'm going, and nobody's going to throw me out. I'm coming in. If they throw me out, I'll go right back in. And if I ask a question, I'm going to ask questions. And if he doesn't like my question, I'll ask more questions. You know, no matter what, I'm going to make sure I get in there and I stay in there. So through Azas Digdusha, which is the koil hashoifor, a person zochet to enter into the kedusha. What's called entering into the kedusha? Dahainu lehiskarev leklolius hashivoroyim, to be zochet to come close to the composite of all seven shepherds, meaning the Tzadik HaEmes, who's a composite of all of those Shivaroyim. Hamamshichim hu emunah gdoshah shel Yisrael. What are those seven Tzadikim all about? Bringing emuna to the Jewish people. They're called Royim, they're called shepherds. There's a pasuk, Shchon Eretz Ure'ei Emuna. Shepherd, pasture yourself with the emuna. So the Shivaroyim, the Tzadikim of Klal Yisrael, who are called shepherds, because their most important role is transmitting emuna to Klal Yisrael, that Ure'ei emuna. Ki ze ikar avoidas Rosh Hashanah, lizkois le'emuna shlema. Because this is the real main avoid of a Jew on Rosh Hashanah, to be zeichet to complete emuna, kemuva b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal bekama mekoymois, as Rabbeinu Zal mentions in many chapters in Likutei Moran. So where am I going to get the emunah from? From the shivaroyim, from the tzaddik. How do you get into the tzaddik? You need chutzpah. You need azis digdusha. Where do you get azis digdusha from? Koil, koilois, the koil shofar. And also from Naaseh V'Nishma. Naaseh V'Nishma gives you Simcha. Simcha gives you, it also gives you that oiz, that Azaz Tiktusha that you need to break through whatever barriers, whatever obstacles would want to block you from coming close to the tzaddikim, from coming close to the kedusha. Paragraph Hey, v'zeh b'chinas aseres yemei tshuva v'yom ha-kippurim. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain the whole aseres yemei tshuva and Yom Kippur in a beautiful way. Ki achar kach tzrichen lalois b'chol pam midarga ledarga lizgois lenishma gavoya yoyser. Because now that we did Rosh Hashanah and we got to the first level of Naaseh V'Nishma, you can't stop there. You got to keep going. You got to go up from there. You did the first level of Naaseh V'Nishma. Now it's time to go up to the next level of Naaseh V'Nishma. V'zeh tolui b'tshuva. And the way that a person climbs in coming close to Hashem is dependent on tshuva. Ki kisharoitzen lalois mi Naaseh V'Nishma zeh, le Naaseh V'Nishma gavoya yoyser. Because when a person wants to go up from Naaseh V'Nishma 1 to Naaseh V'Nishma 2, tzorich sheyihye yirido koidem hu aliyah. It's this chapter in Likutei Moran, Torah of Beis, where Rabbeinu Zal introduces this concept of yirida before aliyah. Can't go up without going down. When a person wants climbing up a flight of stairs, when you want to go up to the next step, the first thing you have to do, it's called step down. Step down on that upper step. That term, stepping down, yirida, or especially the example of a diving board. When a person wants to project themselves up into the air, you have to bounce down, push down hard on that diving board. And according to how much you push down, that's what's going to determine how far up you're going to go. Just like when Hashem created the world, Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Voiker, Yoyim Echor. Hashem defined the life cycle, that the cycle, the way things work for Klal Yisrael in this world is darkness, then light. Yerida, then Aliyah. Tzimtzum, and then Hizgalus. First there was that Tzimtzum of Cholam Abonim. First Hashem had to vacate, then he could fill in, then he could build. When they put up a building here, what's the first thing they do? They dig a deep hole. These lunatics, idiot, I'm trying to go up and your crazy idiot shows up at the site and he's digging. What's he, nuts? We're trying to put up a building. The answer is everybody knows that that's exactly how you build. When you want to go up, you first have to go down. And if we're going down, down means sidra achra. Down means darkness. Down means averos. So therefore, ki hayirida tachlis aliyah, because the yirida is what leads into the aliyah. K'mayshom Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara gives an example of this, loyhoyo David roi loisa maisa. The Gemara says David HaMelech was not a candidate for any pegama bris, for any looking at girls or anything like that. David wasn't in that parsha. He was in a different league completely. V'loyhoyu Yisrael ruyin. And the Jews were not roy to do some of the sins they did. Why did it happen? The Gemara says, it happened for one reason. Elekidei lahoyrois tshuva. Dovid HaMelech had to go through what he went through to teach all of us that anybody can do tshuva. Even if the Melech himself, the most respected person in Klal Yisrael, even if he makes a mistake, even he can fix it. And Klal Yisrael, even if a tzibur, even if a rabbi messes up, they can also fix it. Kimavur kol ze b'maymar hanal. As Rabbeinu Zal explains all of this over there in Torah Chav Beis. That Torah is huge and it covers a lot of important things. Vazai kishe zoichen la'aliyah al yedei hayirida. And then, when the person zeichet to the aliyah as a result of the yirida, dahainu shezeichen lahasig hanishma vanister, meaning as a result of having gone down a little bit, he went up to the second level, to a new level now, and he got to the what was nishma and nister to him before. Now he got up there. Vazai nishapech hayirido l'aliyah. Then that yirida that he experienced is not considered yirida, it's part of the aliyah. It's growing pains, it's birth pains. It's part of going up. We don't say, oh, he fell and he went up. We don't say that. We say he was climbing the flight of stairs. That's how you climb a flight of stairs. You go up, you pick your foot up, You put your foot down. You pick your foot up. Remember, each time you want to go up to a new stair, the first thing you do is lift your foot up. And then what do? You put your foot down. What are you, nuts? Why are you putting your foot down? You're trying to go up. Because that's how you go up. That's going up. I'm emphasizing this because when people hear this at first, it sounds impossible and ridiculous. How can you tell me I have to fall in order to go up? I have to do a very... The answer is yes. If you'll examine every type of it doesn't mean mamish doing averus. So the yerida can be defined in all kinds of different shapes and forms. Going to sleep at night is a yerida. For some people, learning Gemara is a yerida. Rabbi Nizal says for those people, for the tzaddikim, who reach super high levels of dveikus to Hashem, when they want to rest, they pull out a Gemara. When they want to take it easy, they learn Pashtei Oraisa. They learn Gemara Tosfos. That's taking it easy for them. That's not the super, super, super high intensity that they're in when they're in Pnimius HaTorah. Dahainu shekol hoavoinois shehem b'chinas yerida nishapchen lezechuyois. The Gemara says that all the sins, chas v'shalom rachman, so that a person does and did, which are the yerida, they get converted to zechuyois, to merits. The minuses in his bank account get converted to pluses. They don't get erased. They get converted to pluses. V'nasemei ho'avoinois Torah. And from the sins that the person did, they get converted to Torah. It generates new Torah. V'zeh shenismach shom b'mayim ranal. And this is why over there in Likut Imran, Rabbi Nizal puts right next to that, Inyan mashekosav shom, regarding what it says, what Rabbi Nizal says, al posuk b'yoyim ha'hu, Yevukash avoin Yisrael ve'inenu, that in a future date, there's going to come a time in the future when they're going to be searching for the sins of the Yidden and they're not going to find them. Shela osid yienase me'avoinos Yisrael Torah. Rabbi Nizal says, in the future, when the Yidden are going to be zechut to a complete tshuva, all their averus are going to be converted to mitzvahs. What's mitzvahs? Mitzvahs is Torah. Va'oz yechapsu v'yevakshu avoinos Yisrael, and then people are going to be running around searching for averos kidei limtza oid avoin, in order to find another avera kidei shiyeh nasmenu Torah, to make more Torah. Ki oz yu nechlolim kol ho avoinos be'ein soif, because then all the sins are going to be brought into the washing machine, into ein soif, into the infinite light of Hashem. Bechinas ve'einenu. The word ve'einenu means, and they will not find it. They will not. The word einenu is also marames to ein soif. This is going to be the connection to that ein soif. Sheyu nechlolin kol ha'avoinois ba'ayin. All of the sins are going to get plugged into that highest place in kedusha called ayin, ein soif. Ayin Shom, look over there in Torah Chof Beis and Likut Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this. Ki kishezoichin lahasig hanishma v'hanistar, because when a Jew is zoichet to go up to a new level, which means that which was nishma or nistar to him before, now he suddenly attains it. He got up to that second floor. Dahainu lalois midargo ledargo. He went up from level 1 to level 2. Vios nichlolin bein soif. And every time you go up to a new level, that's a concept of going into ein soif. Because to you, relative to you, the level that you're on now, there you see what's going on, you know what's going on. The level above you is mystery. It's darkness. It's that ein soif, that infinite light, where the light is so bright that to you it looks dark because you don't know it. To you it's mystery. Ki hanishma hu bechinas ein soif. Because as we said earlier, whatever is to you nishma is bechinas ein soif. That's referred to as the oir ein soif. V'oz nishapech hayirida al aliyah, and then the yirida gets converted to an aliyah. V'nishapchin kol hu avoinois lishuyos, and all the sins, all the minuses, get turned into pluses. Ki nichlelu kulam ba'ayin, because all of these averes, because this person went up to a new level, a nishma, an ein soif, he took with him all his avera. All his averes went into that ein soif, into that bleach, that super bleach that made them all lily white. Shubchinas nishma minister, V'chol zeh zoichin al yedei tshuva. How is a person zoicha to climb from one level to the next, to all of these things? Through tshuva. Ki tshuva gavoya moed. Because tshuva is on a very, very high spiritual level. V'hu lemala me ha-Torah. It is above the standard level of Torah. Bechinas sisra. Because again, the Torah says, do this in the sin, you get so many pech. Do that sin, you get so many more pech. And tshuva says, watch. We're going to circumvent, we're going to go around. We're going to bypass the laws of the Torah. Again, if it's a real, real sincere tshuva, then he mamish goes above the Torah. Bechinas sisrei Torah. He's going into the place of secrets of Torah. Bechinas nishma. Bechinas tfila. Umi shenofal eizen nefila me'avoides Hashem. A Jew who experienced any kind of fall from serving Hashem. Vafilu im lefamim nofal chas v'sham leila nefila gedoila. And even if chas v'sham at times a person has a major fall, la avoinois mamish chas v'sham rachmon al-san, where the person is actually, this person was trying so hard to be religious and to be extra religious, and suddenly rachmon al-san, he takes a fall and he sees himself mamish doing averis and he's horrified. Tzorech lehischazek ma'oid ma'oid levli liyay shesatzmei chas v'sham. The person has to encourage himself to be strong, not to give up on himself. Kimavur etzleinu kam apomim, as is explained in our teachings in many places. Ukishe'enoi meyay shesatzmei. And when the person does not give up, but instead he holds on, he hangs in there, and he returns to Hashem with his whole heart. How does he do that? By expressing sincere regret. Hashem, I'm really, really sorry, and I'm going to do my best never to do it again. Then as a result of his fall, as a result of his going down, it serves like a diving board, and it propels him up, 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 above where he was before he fell. Ki hayirida hu tachlis hu aliyah, kanal. Because the yirida can lead to an incredible aliyah. Ki al yidei hayirida zocha l'tshuva. Because this yirida is what got him to do tshuva, is what got him to wake up and to say, what am I doing? Am I crazy? How did I let myself go so far? And the person makes a whole new beginning. He revs up his engines and he suddenly takes off and he goes way past, much closer to Hashem than he was before the Yerida. Shal yodo zocho lehanishma vanistar. And through tshuva, the person was zocho to zoom up to the next level, to go above, to the nishma nistar. Lalois midarga ledarga, to go up from level A to level B. Mi nasa v'nishma zeh l'nasa v'nishma gavimano. From the current nasa v'nishma to a higher nasa v'nishma. The oz nichlal be'ein soif. And each time you go to a new level, that new level to you is considered like an ein soif. The level that you're on, when I'm in the Asiya world, Yetzira is called ein soif to me. It's all keser, it's all dark hiddenness. The minute I get up there to Yetzira, we call that like I plugged into the ein soif. What do you mean? You're nuts. You ain't in Ein Sof. You're in Malchus of Yetzirah. Right. For a guy who was living in Asiya for the past 6 months or 60 years, when I get up to Malchus of Yetzirah, that's cool that I tapped into the Ein Sof, relative to me, relative to my norms. And when you plug into Ein Sof, what happens? V'nishapchin kol ha'avoinois l'schuyos. Up there, in that high level of light, that's a bleach, which bleaches the sins. It turns everything, it turns purple, green, black, into pure white, into lily white. It turns averis into mitzvahs, into zchuyos. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Bayoy mahu yevuka shavon Yisrael, on that day they're going to be searching for the sins, ve'einenu, but the sins are going to be in ayin, in ein soif. The sins are going to be in the bleach. They're going to be whitening. They're going to be turning into zchusim, mitzvahs. This is awesome, And again, every word Rabbeinu Zal says there, he's basing on Gemara's, Zohar HaKadosh, Halacha. Nothing here is going one inch out of the framework of Halacha, Musar, Kabbalah, all of those things.